Operation Cold Snap has finished, but Sunshine Coast Highway Patrol officers say their road safety patrols won't be stopping. More than 280 traffic infringement notices were issued, and more than 1,300 coast drivers were breath tested during the road safety blitz over the winter school holidays. Of the tins issued, 10 were for mobile phone use, 1 for not wearing a seatbelt, and more than 85 for speeding. Sadly, one person died in a traffic crash on the coast during the operation, bringing the number of fatalities in the region since January up to 4. Our health minister says women on the Sunshine Coast will soon have much easier access to hormonal contraception. It comes as the first lot of pharmacists training to prescribe and dispense the drugs are almost finished their studies, the program meaning women won't have to visit a GP to get the pill. Minister Shannon Fentiman says it's an exciting nation first.
Currently, as you know, you have to go to the GP to get a script, and pharmacists can give you an extension on that script. But if you've never been to see a doctor and got a script for hormonal contraception, then your pharmacist is unable to help you.
Also making news, Larry Senstock has officially been appointed the new CEO of Noosa Council. Mayor Frank Wilkie says he was unanimously endorsed by councillors.
It followed a rigorous selection process that attracted over 200 applicants from Australia and New Zealand. We're all very impressed with Larry's focus on support for the staff through skill development and on his unwavering focus on delivering quality projects.
And with just 6 weeks until showtime, this year's Sunshine Coast Business Awards are already breaking records. Since applications opened in May, 42% of those who have entered or started the entry process online this year are first-time entrants, with a 34% increase in entries from 2021 to 2023. There are 17 categories that local businesses can enter, each with small and large subcategories.